Debt of Honor, Disabled Veterans in American History airs this month on PBS stations across the country, including WUSF-TV on Sunday, November 22nd. WUSF hosted a town hall discussion with filmmaker Rick Burns and disabled veteran J.R. Martinez last week at the USF College of Public Health at the University of South Florida in Tampa. We'll take you there on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. In this preview, Burns explains why he made Debt of Honor.
The most direct reason was a remarkable woman from South Florida named Lois Pope came to my colleagues and me about 3 years ago. Lois is basically dedicated her philanthropic life since young adulthood to the cause of disabled veterans. And she said, would you make a film about the history of disabled vets? And, you know, I'm a ex-hippie, kind of from Ann Arbor, Michigan, a child of the 60s and 70s. And so I'm very much part of a generation that separated from the American military, that sort of found some way to clump people who were serving in with policies that we might have opposed. And therefore, you know, I was 18 in 1973, and that was the last year we had a draft. I had a number, but I had no chance of ever being called up. And so I'm very much part of I'm sort of an honorary member of the 99%, the civilian 99% of Americans who are civilians who are never going to have to be in the war and never going to have to see military conflict, as opposed to the 1% who serve, like JR. And I think that when Lois came to us and said that, I was very, very struck, first of all, by the fact that, I don't want to say hiding in plain sight, but a very, very large aspect of the American experience is summarized by the experience of disabled veterans, and it's something that most of us know nothing about.
Some folks might be reticent to speak with or interact with a disabled veteran simply because they don't know what to say. I think a lot of people might be afraid of upsetting them somehow by saying the wrong thing. Do you think that's a big problem when it comes to the divide between the military and society?
Absolutely. I think we have, as human beings, we have a tendency to overthink everything. What still upsets me to this day is when people just stare at me. Mm-hmm. And they're not children I get. Children I understand. Children I give essentially the pass to. And I don't say anything to. I don't look at them in a certain way. But adults do it. And they just stare. And what I would appreciate, and a lot of my friends, I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of my friends who are physically disabled, they would appreciate if someone just came up and said, hey, what happened to you? That's it. Simple. What happened? And it creates this dialogue, and it starts this dialogue, and that's what we have as a society we have to start thinking about, is essentially just having an open dialogue instead of overthinking it. And then what you do is it ultimately pushes you to not have a conversation at all. Instead, engage in that conversation simply by treating that individual as a human being. Just because they may use a cane, just because they may have a prosthetic, just because they may have burns on their body at some point, whatever the severity of the injury may be physically, we just have to at least at the end of the day look at them as a human being, as a son, as a daughter, as a father, as a mother, brother, sister, friend, whatever it may be.
Debt of Honor takes us through the Revolutionary War, Civil War, on through the more recent wars, Korea, Vietnam. And so why did you take this historical approach to telling the story?
You know, I think there's some really basic existential facts of life that we tend not to think of as having histories. We think of death as not having a history, but there's a history to death. People have died in different ways at different times in different numbers. And there's also a history to being disabled in war. You know, you don't really have disabled veterans as a group in any large number until the Civil War. We think of the Civil War as a time of mass casualties, which it was. It was the time of the beginning of the dawn of medical science, where we really began to save people in enough numbers that you could say, well, there's going to be a population of people who are going to come home having been grievously wounded, but they didn't die.
Filmmaker Rick Burns and retired Army Private J.R. Martinez. You can hear more from our town hall on disabled veterans on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.